You're listening to Across the Park with Joel Kassam, Gabby Morris, and Mick Rad. Welcome to Across the Park, a very multi-award-winning sports show. I'm Joel Kassam, and joining me to talk about all things State of Origin, NRL, tennis, and whatever else are my dear friends Mick Rad and Gabby Morris.
Good evening.
Welcome back, Gabs.
Thank you.
It's been a while.
I don't know what's going on.
We forgot you were even part of the show.
I forgot who I am. COVID brain has got me. I survived, though, which is surprising.
We thought you might have just stayed in New Zealand and just decided to become a Kiwi.
Well, it was very tempting.
Wow.
Wow. I don't know what I'm doing here, to be honest.
Well, we can find many reasons to become a Kiwi, but we'll talk about that very soon.
Yeah.
We will. Look, we're going to get straight into it because...
We need to.
Now, loyal listeners of this program... Mm. Would know that
Mum, Dad, that guy in England.
Yes. would know that we have tried for a very long time, I would say over the past year.
More?
Longer, maybe 2 years
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
We've tried to get station manager Martin Walters to join us on the show.
Our big boss.
We love him. It's becoming a bit, I think some have called us stalkers.
Yeah, a running joke. That, you know, we would one day get him on.
One day, yes.
And we refer to him often on the show.
Almost weekly.
Yes.
We try to get him on.
Especially when we start swearing.
No potty mouth today, yes.
Sometimes he'll like, he'll walk past while we're going to air and we'll say, come in. And
we'll sit up really straight because the boss is it.
Hide the beer.
Yeah.
It's never happened. But then we got some bad news because Martin said he's going to leave.
So sad.
And we thought,
well, you both didn't believe me for a red hot minute there.
No.
You actually were like, you've got COVID. You don't know what you're talking about. You're delirious. And then I actually had a panic that I'd lost my mind.
Yeah. And it was a thing where we were laughing at you.
I had to call my girlfriend and be like, I had this conversation with you when I was awake, right? And she was like, yes, now you're freaking me out. What do you mean when you were awake? Like, yes. Didn't believe me. And then I digged around and I found it. And
And then
the rumors are true.
It is true. Martin is leaving us and we're very upset about it. I think this intro has gone on long enough. We have him. He is here. Mr. Martin Walters.
Thanks. You obviously didn't get the Reign of Terror memo out of my tenure here at 2SER. So those times when I was walking past the window and you were saying, come in, I was trying to say to you, just... Reign of Terror. Forget that.
Are you trying to scare us?
I remember.
However, these jocular attempts to have me on your show have continued.
Yeah.
So here I am now.
He'd walk past, and there's windows, and we'd be like, "Come in," and he'd like give us the middle finger, which I think meant one day I'll come in. And that's what he was saying. And now that one day has come.
No, look, it's thanks for inviting me onto the show.
We are going to miss you. Why?
Why?
Why are you doing this to us?
I mean, why are you leaving?
Think of it.
No, please, sir.
Well, you know, I'm. You know, these things are always work out better in hindsight. The reasons for what we do, I find, are a lot easier to explain in hindsight.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we can talk about that later on. But think of it as a declaration, I suppose, right? It's a good declaration. And then, I've really enjoyed my time at 2SER. And I've also spent a bit of time. I was a volunteer here, so I did a couple of volunteering stints.
Wow.
I attempted a volunteering stint when I was fresh off the plane in the noughties, and that didn't work out, but I didn't stick with it. But then I was on air here, did some shows,
You had a music program.
2009, 2013, something like that. So it was really nice to come back to the station in 2019 as a staff member. And it kind of felt like coming home in a funny way. And it's been, and it's really wonderful. Not just because the disinfectant that is used by the cleaners in the bathrooms is the same that was used when I was at university in another country. And it's just brought back incredible memories like as that can happen. But because of the... slightly chaotic nature of a community radio station.
Yeah. I mean, and you started in 2019, right? As Jason, just before the pandemic, which is extremely challenging, I can imagine.
It's a wonderful... Oh, well, it was the 40th birthday year, that 2019. So that was a big challenge because we had to try to fit 40 candles on a cake and nobody could do that. We had to bring in special consultants for all of that. The pandemic, people have been saying nice things and saying, oh, you know... You got to see through the pandemic, but I didn't. It was you guys
across the park
who got to OCR through the pandemic. Seriously, like, you know, I it's the people who kept the shows going the whole way through.
Yes,
and deserve all the credit for that. Yeah,
you had a music show here like before, like years ago. What was it called again? I'm trying to remember what it was.
I'm trying to remember as well.
You've forgotten too.
But I know it was named after a 13th floor elevator song. But and then for a little while I was dabbling in the art of playing one-fingered keyboards in local rock bands, and we came and did an interview on Mick's Drive Show once.
Yes.
Which was a lot of fun.
It was. I interviewed Martin many years ago on Wednesday Drive.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Before he was the boss.
Yes, totally.
Whoa.
He was the talent or something.
Yes.
Or the, you know, that we brought in.
You've done it all here, Martin.
Did you see something in him then, Mick?
Yeah, I earmarked him as like, that guy's going to be the boss.
I know this guy's playing one-handed keyboard, but I can see him being the boss of
the station.
Yeah. That's where you all start. One-handed keyboard.
One finger, a little bit too. It's sort of like
giving him too much credit.
You know, it's sort of like if you're again to use a cricket analogy, and they talk about you know the batsman's you know strength.
You've lost me.
You got to play within your you got to play within your limitations. If you like, well, that was for me. It was extended to generally just
which
to
finger
the index finger.
Oh, index. Right
since then, though, the musician side of me has carried on and has actually figured out that if you learn to train the machines to do it for you, it's even easier
better.
So even then, now it's like, no, don't even need to do that.
Wow. One of the things we do on this show, Martin, is when we have a guest, we ask them about their sporting credentials. Because in the essence, we are a sporting show, you know?
somewhere.
Yeah. I've heard someone mention it.
Yeah. And I tried to look up, I know you're a big cricket fan. I know you've obviously been a huge player in the past. And looked up Martin Walters cricket online. And I came across a right-hand bat off-spinner from... East London in Cape Province in South Africa, and I don't think this is you.
I'm a leg spinner, mate.
Right, so obviously this information is wrong and it's not you, but I couldn't find any information about your cricketing career. Can you tell us about it?
Absolutely. So it all started...
Oh no!
Look, I mean, some of my highlights of... playing cricket, like the cricket, what I found, like, I'm not a serious cricketer, and I did a couple of years of grade cricket, which was kind of fun.
We like to call it great cricket.
Great. For a long time, I thought we were talking about great cricket. So
well, it's all right. it was like, and I had some limited success there, and it was kind of like enough for me because actually, sorry to anybody who was on my team at that point, but they weren't like the fun to hang out with.
But indoor, I
found out that the best use for me in cricket in a team is actually indoor. And I quite like indoor, the batting and then the fast pace of it, which is, I suppose, even though I resist 2020 and don't consider it a real form of cricket, I suppose it's similar in that if you're playing indoor cricket, you can just change your delivery for every delivery. You
purist
can mess up the batsman. You can mess with their minds in this just space of about
didn't even know it was a thing,
hour.
Indoor cricket.
And then you can translate that messing of minds to running a radio station.
Well, you can, indeed. and similarly that, you know, in the indoor cricket, as I progressed my career, I found that the floor became harder when you hit it. and when you fell on the ground after a sensational dive. And, and maybe it's a little bit like that for me with 2SER, that every time I fall down the stairs now, it's a little bit hard. I don't know. But yes, that, those, they were some glorious fun days. I used to work at a radio station in New Zealand, and we had a team, as you do, and it was really great because we were all like nerdy or Dero radio muso types, and to go off and sometimes beat people who quite fancied themselves as sporting legends was enough to keep this little brain going.
Fantastic.
My little, my ego.
Any other sports? Mostly cricket.
I played soccer all my schooling days, which was a lot of fun. And I think that I can't remember. I think I stopped because I moved town and they didn't have that.
They didn't have soccer in that next place.
It was a tiny small town. But no, I was into that. Yeah, it's good stuff. You know, chasing a ball, running around, trying to kick the ball into into the net. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, that's the thing, right?
These guys complain when I call it football here.
Football, yeah, I know. I just thought, no, I'm going to call it
soccer.
Mean, watching New Zealand, I was very, very young, but I was part of the generation that saw New Zealand's slightly inelegantly named All Whites qualify for the 1982 World Cup when they travelled the most kilometres for any team to travel to a cup at that point before going off to Spain and getting soundly beaten in their three matches but scoring two goals against Scotland and stopping them getting to the second round. I feel like we've had this conversation before. But anyway, that was, you know, that was a lot of fun. And then, but then of course that instilled soccer in me. But as a New Zealander, I was indoctrinated to the country's main religion. And then that was, so 1987, you know, it just the first World Cup. The fellow who lifted that trophy, by the way, you know, David Kirk is he's been living in Australia for many years. But anyway, aside from that, it took till I came to Australia, and we probably had a couple of terrible losses, not the 43-31 against France in the quarterfinal in 1999, but I think it was 2003, maybe Carlos Spencer was in the team. Anyway, I had to pull back. I was just like, no, it's time to become an atheist here.
Yeah.
And I've really gone off the oval shaped game. Sorry, guys.
No,
I have no idea who won the NRL premierships of the last few years. I'll probably find out along the
way.
Don't
look at me.
Forget.
I wouldn't have a clue.
Sorry to all my friends out there, because I know I pretend that I know, but I don't.
But that's all right. You're very, very busy. You've got no time for sportsies. And you've got radios to run. No?
Well, now he's a free man. Maybe he has more time for sports.
No, I'm just settling into the watching sport kind of thing. And to keep up, I have to subscribe now to this online pay TV service, which is all you ever wanted, because you can do the record. Like, it's always, you know, you can watch it back the next day. There can be no spoilers. You can go to the super shots. You can probably change camera angles. But also on this directory for this service, they have the hot dog eating championships and the dog shows. And all of that stuff. And
I could not think of anything worse than watching someone eat lots of hot dogs.
Really?
That's like, that just make, like, I'd feel so sick watching that. Yeah. Don't you reckon?
Yeah, it's fun to watch though.
You love it. I can see you.
I've entered a couple of eating competitions.
Oh my god, of course you have.
You know, had Mary's burgers and had to eat as many Mary's burgers as you could in like 5 minutes. I got through about four.
Were you sick?
No, but I was hungry.
That's good.
Four burgers is pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. And then I had five, and the guy who won ate five. And I had the fifth one. I was like, oh, I was going to give it to my wife, because it's like, well, it's free Mary's burger here. I didn't touch it. The guy who won literally picked up my burger, my fifth one, and started eating that one as well. And I'm like, dude, like, you've just eaten five. You don't need another one.
Just to wash it down.
It's not really how, I guess, eating competitions work, though, Mick. You're not like, oh, well, we should share the food now.
Well, I just thought it would be nice. You know?
That sounded a little scandalous.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Something we've often mentioned on this program is the 2SER jail.
Yes.
How much truth to this rumor is there, Martin?
Well, let's just clarify the rumor.
Yes.
The rumor is that there is a jail underneath this building.
Yeah.
This is an old sort of terracy style building, where if two SER volunteers don't do a very good job, they go to the jail for a little bit so they can really reflect on their work and think about what it means to be a two SER volunteer. And then Joel or Mick found this said jail.
Yeah, well...
We made it up and then we found it.
Martin actually took me down there. Yeah. I think I'd been in a bit of trouble and he said, look, this is a warning. This is where you may end up.
It's a yellow card.
Yeah. You made him walk in there and just
a yellow.
Look
just
around.
A yellow.
Look,
wow.
Yeah. No, look, I do have the regrets that we didn't fully, you know, we haven't really developed that. 2SER has studios at Macquarie University at, and then here at Broadway. Alongside UTS, and so we're talking about this site, which was, I think it was one of the first banks in New South Wales.
Oh,
so,
yeah, that's right.
So I think the jail started off as being a bank vault. But in my time, one thing I have failed to do is to really make the best use of that facility that we've got.
Would you like us to call it the Martin Walters Memorial Vault?
No, because you'd probably then hit me up to be a subscriber.
Yeah.
In order to keep up that arrangement.
Just get these EDMs.
And that will just be inner turmoil for me at that point. It's not that I didn't want to do it, I just have to think about it.
Yeah. Sure, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Thanks for the offer.
Well, something we might do now is, because you are leaving, Martin, an exit interview.
Yes, that's right. It's very important that when staff leave, that they divulge their inner feelings about the place that they're leaving.
And we've taken it upon ourselves to determine that we will be the ones to do the exit interview.
Absolutely. I'm sure you can. I'm sure you'll forward it to the board of directors of the station. Mm. Who have,
Or we'll hold on to it as ransom at a later point.
Ransom.
I don't know that. What's the word? Blackmail.
Yeah, who are you blackmailing? Do you want to just keep Martin and then we get some ransom? Like, that's kind of what you mean, right? Like, you kidnap him and then we get the ransom.
Are you going to replace
him? Or put him in the jail.
But, yeah, what's our first exit interview question?
Okay, Martin, thank you so much for your time here at 2SER. It's been a wonderful experience, 3 and a bit years, I believe. What has been some of the highlights of your time here? Don't mind me, I'll just be keeping note here.
Look, we've had a fun old time, haven't we, in the last 3 years at the station? You know, what it's too much to say one go. It's been a wonderful time.
I think it's a pretty easy answer, being on this show right now.
Save the best of last.
Yeah.
Absolutely. it's been working with some amazing people here, volunteers and our small team of staff. I think that when we had just a couple of things, so if people may not have tuned in to 2SER for a long time, you know, we had the 40th birthday celebrations back in 2019, which was really awesome, but very well timed because it was just before the pandemic. Mm. And then in the first lockdown, when we were all very serious about lockdown as a society, on Easter Friday, we managed to have our FM antenna, which is on top of the UTS Tower building, hit by lightning.
Mm.
And not even at the
what
end
are the
of
odds
Easter.
Of that?
Didn't even go
on
Easter to
Friday.
Have the break and do it at the end, at the start of Easter. So this leads to one of my favourite memories of being here at the station is when the listeners bought us a new antenna. And that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mm. It was a cool feeling. And I think, and I know that, you know, and there'll be a lot of people who probably donated to that who also donated to 2SER this year in the end of financial year campaign. And we thank you very much. You keep us going, not only financially, but also with positivity.
Totally.
And that was amazing. And then just the team, just everybody just keeping this place going. Over those couple of years, it was pretty tricky. And this year, we've been able to start up some new things. It's not like we haven't had our setbacks over those times.
Yeah.
But it's been pretty cool. So without naming specifics, it's that sort of stuff, Gabby. Also, I managed to delete 2,500 emails last weekend, and that was pretty fun.
That must be a good feeling.
Control A, delete? What did you do? Or is that
one by one.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Just like, I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Wait, did you read every single one? Or was this like, nah, don't need that. Delete,
every single one.
No oh, way. Wow.
I don't believe you.
I might have skipped a couple.
That was that one, you know, it's from you, Gabby, that you didn't read. Yeah. Saying, can you be on the show?
Yeah. No, delete.
At the station we get correspondence from our listeners as well, which is wonderful. Some of it's just exuberant, and we love those ones. Some of it's a little on the kookier side, and those are quite fun as well.
Oh, kooky, like any standout? Like kooky ones that you just go, oh.
Any complaints about this show?
Well, I think definitely during the flaring up of anti-vaccination sentiment in the wider world, the station got accused of lots of things. Oh. But I suppose
spicy.
We would feel that we were doing something wrong if we weren't being accused of doing those things. You know.
It's a big job, Martin. Well done. Station manager of a community radio station. Huge.
Yeah.
The best community radio station
that
in the country.
That is so true. Yeah. In the world.
In the world.
I reckon that guy in England would agree.
Mm,
what's your friend's name?
Nick.
Nick. Sorry, Nick. He always listens as well.
And the other one was the wrong'un. Like, you know, like I really was able to do, to the one that looks like it's going to be a leg spinner. Mm. It goes the other way.
Also known as a googly.
Exactly.
A googly.
Yes. And, wow. And that would be my other proudest moment, which is completely unrelated to community radio. But
that's fine.
I have to drop it in because it's a sporting show.
Yeah.
Well.
And that's it. I'll just have that, you know.
You
I'll
can
have
that.
Right.
But
you
what was
that.
The wrong'un? Like, was there, you know, is that referring to a moment?
Oh, no. Well, it's just that I was able to consistently deliver
wrong'uns.
A type of cricket. Bowl that caused bats people a bit of trouble. You know?
Take that as you wish.
All right.
Saying
take
that
as
I would
you
like
wish.
To tell Sydney that if you're going to face me, whether it is an indoor or out on the field, that you better be watching the
it's
hand.
A googly. What is it? A googly one.
Googly, yeah.
It's called a googly. Wrong-un. I just love it. It's an elegant name. Googly.
Love it.
And long may it live.
And long may you live, Martin, because I think we're going to miss you.
You're going to kick me out, though, too, right?
Sorry?
You're going to kick me out, though, right?
Oh,
at some point.
From this show or the station in general? We'll do both. I mean, look, we've still got another 8 minutes to go. If you want to sit in and talk a little bit of sport, you're more than welcome.
I wanted to... I've got an issue to take up with that producer guy, Rowan.
Rowan!
Rowan!
He's still there. He's still there.
Have I done?
Oh, gosh, he's here. Oh, my gosh.
What have you done, Rowan? Have you upset the station manager?
Are you registered as a volunteer with the station?
Have you paid? Have you paid?
Yes, I've registered. I responded to your email. That
oh, good. Okay, I'm glad we cleared
that. I thought you deleted on the weekend as you went through
just
all of
fade
them.
Him out. Fade him out if he hasn't paid.
No,
just fade him out.
It's all good.
Get him off the air.
I've got another 59 people to go. All right, I just thought I'd just kill two birds with one stone there. Thanks, Rowan. Love your work.
Got to hit that exit quota. The quota has to be hit before it.
Is there anything you're going to take away from 2SER that you're going to go like this?
These
shitty headphones.
It could be these shitty headphones. It could be some pens. It could be Anthony's chair. You know, anything that you want to take away that you go as a memento of the time you spent here.
Look, my favourite mug has already been stolen.
What?
Who's got Martin's mug?
Who's got my
world's best boss, where is it?
He's got it. So I don't know what happened to that. It was a terrible, terribly cheesy New Zealand Christmas mug. And I just couldn't imagine who would want that here.
No.
If I can find that, I'll be quite happy. If not, I'll take one of the New York Festivals of Radio Awards with me. That'll do the trick.
I think it's a sign that someone wanted something of yours and they wanted to take it away.
Ah, yeah.
And they thought, well, I've got to do it while he's still here. So that and it's probably got some of your DNA in it. Oh. So they thought they could take it away.
They're literally sipping their tea right now being like, Martin.
Unwashed.
I don't know if it was like one of, you know, I don't see you as one of those people who leaves their mug dirty on the desk after you've used it, right? I mean, you'll surely clean it straight away.
How did we get here?
I was going to talk about sports. Poor man has a legacy,
and this is what you've
in the time-honored tradition of offices in this country, you wash your coffee and tea mug about once a year, right?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. To stop people from using it.
Yeah.
When I went back to the office after the first lockdown, I just had, like, the tea bag had so badly disintegrated on the bottom of the cup that I blew it and just went... Just dust, because it was like an apocalypse. My desk looked like an apocalypse. Like someone just said, "Get out! There's a fucking pandemic."
Oopsie daisy.
He's leaving. Boss can't do nothing now. It's my exit interview. He didn't even hear it.
Sorry, I was just thinking about some of the emails we've got to respond to.
The new ones that are coming through.
Well, yeah, there's always that push the button thing before you walk out the door. You know, what things can you make happen at 2SER that no one wants to see before you walk out and go, see ya.
You've got only a few days, right, before...
Mm,
like, I feel like there's like things that you know you got to do, but you know that you're not going to get it done, right? Like, you know, the last days of a job and you're like, is this actually still my responsibility or not? And will you clean all of your desk out or not?
As in the, and what comes to mind, I think you're talking about there is making sure you burn the right bodies.
Yeah.
Right.
Put them in that jail.
As they say.
Don't leave a trace.
That's what they say.
I actually think what we need to do is get Martin on post him out of this role and job and get the hot goss.
Ooh, when he's more relaxed, he can say whatever he likes.
Those 2,000 emails are officially read and dead, and those bodies are smouldering.
Look, I...
he's got it. I could see it. It's.
I just need to clarify here, for anybody who's out there, I just take this... the station is very dear to me, and of course I'm really looking forward to seeing where 2SER goes next and whether the staff and volunteers take the station to new and exciting places. I'm totally serious about, you know, wanting to see the station continue to grow and do what it does now, but do new things as well. And I am going to still be in the 2SER orbit in the sense that I'll be a fan and I'll be a subscriber to the station.
Unlike Rowan.
we cleared that one up.
Wonderful.
It's all right. So, you know, despite some jokes here, I'm not just saying, oh, this isn't my responsibility now or any of that. It's like, no. Gotta do it. As squeeze as much in as we can.
But I know you're also looking forward to a good break, and you've worked really hard. You've had a stressful couple of years, so whatever you're doing after this, I'm sure you'll
be able to relax a bit.
He's googling his way out of here.
Yeah, watching the hot dog champs on my phone in between my chances to bowl a few overs in indoor cricket and.
Awesome.
And all that. And no, thanks, guys. I've always wanted to come on to an award-winning sports show. It wasn't this one. But
it'll do.
It's great.
We've lost listeners, I think, with this one.
Nah, we've definitely gained them. All right, we've got 2 minutes to go. We'll quickly run through all the sports that's happened.
Go.
Yes.
State of Origin.
Kyrgios, spitting.
Okay, well, State of Origin first.
I know Gabs loves Kyrgios.
I do.
44-12, the Blues won game two, sets up an amazing game three up in Queensland. It was a fantastic game. Everyone played well. Don't know how they're going to make any changes, but they probably will.
Quick note, New South Wales won everything on
That's
the
right.
weekend.
All
Under-19s, men, women's origin, men's origin, all four.
That's right.
Spit it out.
Yeah. Oh, he's close.
Yeah.
Whatever you said, he's very
I'm
close.
Wearing all blue.
Yes, tennis is happening. Wimbledon, it's hard for us to talk about it. We're recording a day before.
Yep.
But yes, Kyrgios won his first match, then spat the dummy.
Yeah, it was really spicy, a bit weird. I don't know. He needs Ash Barty's mindset coach.
Mm.
Big thing is, Gab, you've learned how to say his name.
Yep. So. I know.
Well,
I'm learning, even with COVID brain. Yeah, he needs Ben Crowe, the mindset coach, I reckon, just to help out with, like, the crowd's always going to be there. They now know his button. It's not going to be good for him.
No. But we'll talk more about that next week, and more things have happened. Netball final is this weekend. Melbourne Vixens are going to play the West Coast Fever in Perth on Sunday. And I want to talk about AFL last week, but we obviously were all sick and it didn't happen. The Toby Green kicked 7 goals for the Giants in a losing game, in a losing team. That's like unheard of.
Wow.
Although it's not because it's happened before. And now quickly, a game before we go. Where's my... Okay. So as Mick said, this year was the 5th Women's State of Origin.
Mm-hmm.
How many has each team won?
New South Wales, 4-1.
No. Oh.
3-2.
Why did you give him a...
I did. It was a mistake. I'm panicking because it's the end of the show. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Martin.
Thank you, Martin.
Martin. Yes, thank you very much, Martin. Wherever you end
station
up.
Station manager, yes. Boss, the big dog.
Big dog.
Is exiting the building.
Wherever you end up, I'm sure they're going to be very lucky to have you. So good luck in your future. And if you... Listeners, if you get a chance, just shoot through an email now.
Martin@2SCR.com. Fill up that inbox again.
Thank you, Mr. Red Kovic.